SRN News. I'm John Scott.
President Trump describes his first conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping since returning to the White House.
We had a very good talk, and we've straightened out any complexity. It's very complex stuff, and we straightened it out. The agreement was we're going to have Scott and Howard and Jameson will be going and meeting with their top people and continue it forward. But no, I think we have everything. I think we're in very good shape with China and the trade deal.
Trade negotiations between the U.S. and China stalled shortly after a May 12th agreement between both countries to reduce their tariff rates to have talks. The president spoke as he welcomed German leader Friedrich Merz to the White House. Speaker Mike Johnson launches a sales mission as the Big Beautiful Bill hits the Senate, hoping for passage before July 4th. Bernie Bennett with the update.
Speaker Johnson said in multiple interviews that he sent a long text message to Elon Musk vouching for the bill after the billionaire tech mogul said he was disappointed with the legislation, complaining that it undermines the cost-cutting work of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, his brainchild. The speaker also has gone on a cable news blitz, pushing back on concerns Senators Rand Paul and Ron Johnson are voicing about the impact of the bill, tearing into the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office's math, and arguing that the benefits of the package outweigh its shortcomings. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A man in central Washington state wanted on suspicion of murder after his three young daughters were reported missing and then found dead. Authorities asked the public for help finding 32-year-old Travis Decker, who is wanting for three counts of murder and kidnapping. That's according to police in Wenatchee, about 100 miles east of Seattle. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 46 points, the NASDAQ 111 in the red. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist leaders want a repeal of gay marriage.
They will put a resolution before delegates to the summer convention in Dallas that calls on states to adopt bills that would outlaw homosexual union. Such legislation would violate the 2015 Supreme Court ruling that legalized the practice and would certainly provoke lawsuits. One of those suits might make its way to the high court, giving the justices the chance to reverse gay marriage in the same way that they did Roe v. Wade in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women. That guidance was issued to hospitals by the Biden administration in 2022, weeks after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Biden officials argued that hospitals needed to provide abortions under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. The law requires emergency rooms that receive Medicare dollars to treat all patients. This is SRN News. A cut in interest rates for Europe. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The European Central Bank is cutting its benchmark interest rate for an eighth time, aiming to support businesses and consumers with more affordable borrowing. The move comes as U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war threatens to slow already tepid growth. The bank's rate-setting council cut interest rates by a quarter of a point on Thursday at the bank's skyscraper headquarters in Frankfurt. Analysts expect a cut given the gloomier outlook for growth since Trump announced a slew of new tariffs on April the 2nd. I'm Karen Chemas.
Officials say crews are working to contain and clean up a 2,000-gallon diesel fuel spill in Baltimore's harbor. Initially, more than 100 people worked through the night to make sure that this situation was under control and contained. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says there's no evidence the spill is affecting drinking water. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.